We may find out this weekend what happens to tons of humanitarian aid donated by the United States and other countries. It's in Colombia. Its destination is supposed to be nearby Venezuela. The country's opposition leader Juan Guaido has vowed to accept it on behalf of the Venezuelan people. Nicolas Maduro, the longtime president, has said he opposes that. As we await the attempted delivery of the aid, a convoy of opposition leaders is moving in the other direction, traveling out of the capital of Caracas and toward that border with Colombia. NPR's Ader Peralta has been traveling with that caravan. He's on the line. Hi there, Ader.
Hey, Steve.
What have you been seeing?
So, you know, the caravan left yesterday in the morning, and this should have taken 12 hours, but so far they're about halfway there. Mm-hmm. Last night, the military blocked a major highway in this country to stop them from advancing. They put a military truck on one side and a shipping container on the other side, and they caused a huge traffic jam. I stood on a hill and I could not see where the traffic jam ended. And people who had nothing to do with this convoy, they got off their vehicles and they were mad. They turned on the military. They started chanting anti-government slogans. One of the remarkable things that I saw was that they tried to convince the troops to turn on President Nicolas Maduro. Mm. So they would gather in front of a line of military men and they would look them in the eye and make their case. Let me play you a bit of what that sounded like.
Este gobierno, este socialismo se acabó. Esa es la realidad y se acabó por culpa de ellos.
That was Gilberto, who only wanted me to use his first name because he fears retribution from the government. And what he was saying is that the government had taken everything for themselves and left the Venezuelan people penniless. And now all they have is forced to stay in power. This socialism, he says, this government is over and they have only themselves to blame. But much to the dismay of Gilberto and the opposition, that interaction ended when the military fired tear gas.
Hmm. So we have this aid, which opposition leaders are trying to move into the country. We have opposition leaders themselves coming outward toward the border to try to get it. I have to note, Ader, it's a kind of manufactured event. The opposition is enacting this drama and challenging the government to resist them, and the government is taking the bait, it looks like.
Yeah, well, you know, the opposition will tell you that this is a well-orchestrated confrontation. And it's all about that interaction right there. Can they force the military to change positions? And, you know, the government, Nicolas Maduro, has held firm. He is, you know, he says this is a foreign invasion if this happens. He closed the border with Brazil yesterday, and he threatened to close all the borders. And he's given his military clear directions. Do as much damage as you can do to this invading army, he says. And his top generals have also been on state television saying that the commander-in-chief in Venezuela is Nicolas Maduro, and that this is his military and it will not take orders from the United States or Juan Guaido, who dozens of countries recognize as the legitimate leader of Venezuela.
Ader, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
NPR's Ader Peralta is reporting from inside Venezuela.